Good morning. Oh, good afternoon, Exotic Set. This is Kerry speaking.
Hello, Kerry. This is Mark Lane. Hi there. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Mark. And yourself?
Not too bad, thank you. Look, I have a bit of a question for you.
Yeah?
I have just gotten a bronze brown, and I just had my Isa Brown, who had just passed away, and the other chook that you can hear in the background being a loudmouth, it being a bit cheeky, and I just wanted to know, because she's a bit of a smaller breed, is like what your fear is, because she's being a bit loudly, and I'm trying to figure out like what's going on, because I'm hearing a lot of loud clucking, and I'm trying to figure it out. They're out together. They're having a different graph.
Has she just started that this morning, or is it going on?
They started this when we introduced. So they met each other face to face. Now they're being a cheeky bugger, being a bit noisy, and if you could hear her in the background.
Mm-hmm. Like it could just be a vocalization, like socialization situation going on there. Are they trying to fight each other at all?
There was a little bit of a scruff here and there.
Mm-hmm. Have they settled down now, or?
There's still the odd peck here and there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It could just be a hierarchy thing, just trying to settle out the hierarchy within the flock there. Is she at point of lay? Has she been laying for you?
The other one has. I checked the nest book, but no egg. But the new one is no. She is a bit of a character as well.
Yeah, like it could be a broody behaviour as well that she's doing. It's hard to say what's actually causing it. If they're new birds in the hierarchy, it could just be like vocalisation, get away.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
It's my roost type of thing.
Yeah.
It could just be a normal behaviour for them. I can't tell you over the phone exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
If you think she's not doing well and she's a bit fluffed up and depressed, or the vocalization's getting worse, or there's any respiratory issues or anything like that with it, then definitely I'd be recommending getting her checked out. I would make sure, especially if it is a dominance thing within the coop, to have a few feed bowls so there's not competition over the food bowls as well, and allow them a space to separate if need be. As I said, I don't know what's going on. I don't know the whole situation and what they're looking like. But you could try that.
Today.
Sorry?
She did lose her mate this yesterday.
Okay. Was that mate unwell, or was that mate, was it a trauma, or what happened?
No, she just passed away of old age.
Okay, sure. Like, it could be a grief thing as well. Like, I don't know what's going on. If you are concerned, I would recommend getting that one checked out that's vocalising. But it could be a grief process with them. They definitely do that.
Okay, because I was trying to figure out, like, the clucking, but she's starting to settle down now.
Yeah.
And I've been keeping an eye on things that... The other one is a little bit littler, but she is looking very healthy. Her current looks super healthy and all of that.
Yeah.
I think the once over.
Sure. Yeah, well, just have a look at them. If you are concerned, as I said, we can check them out and do a health check to make sure there's nothing that's underlying causing it. Or you can just see how they go and then make an appointment in the future if need be.
Yeah, they're just hanging out together now, and there's a little bit of clucking going on, but they're just hanging like near the Barbie, and she's just going towards her and just trying to go and give her a good peck once or twice.
Yep. Yeah, so it could be like a dominant thing as well. Just keep an eye on it, because they can cause wounds and stuff to each other and be quite nasty towards each other as well. So, just keep an eye on that. And, if you do need to bring them in, let us know.
I definitely am, but I think you get the picture, because I'm sort of the alpha male, and I'm keeping an eye on, and she sort of knows that I'm not letting her get away with much.
Sure. Yeah, well, yep. It could be, as I said, a number of different things. I can't really tell you over the phone.
Yeah. She is a bit protective over me. I do know that because I'm like a dad.
Certainly. Yeah. Well, just see, and if you do want to make an appointment, we can do that for you.
I'll just keep an eye on things.
Not a problem. Okay. Thank you. Good luck. Bye.
Bye.